Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
With the jury in place, opening statements are now getting underway this morning in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Our Glenn Shuck is in Lower Manhattan.
The jury, consisting of 7 men and 5 women, now part of this historic trial. The 34 felony counts against the former president and presumptive Republican nominee. The allegations that Trump falsified business records that were linked to hush money payments made by Michael Cohen to porn star Stormy Daniels. And that DA Alvin Bragg saying all of this was intended to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. But as for Trump, he says it's all a hoax to keep him off the campaign trail.
It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
So after these opening statements, the prosecution will be calling their first witness, although they have not said exactly who that will be. Security extremely heavy here in the blocks around the courthouse for a trial that could last into June. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 100 Center Street.
Well, Donald Trump has made his feelings about the legitimacy of his hush money trial quite clear, but a new Siena poll says most New Yorkers don't feel the same way as the former president. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg telling 1010 Winds.
77% of Democrats say it is a legitimate trial, but Republicans, 66 to 18%, say it's a witch hunt. Independents side with Democrats, but not overwhelmingly. 44% of independent voters think it's a legitimate trial versus 37% who think that it is simply a witch hunt.
That same poll had some bad news for Governor Hochul. Her favorability is hitting an all-time low.
Currently, 40% of New Yorkers say they have a favorable view of Kathy Hochul, 49%, the highest number it's ever been, say they have an unfavorable view of Hochul. Back in February, it was 41% favorable, 46% unfavorable.
Voters say they're frustrated by the rise in crime and the governor's handling of the migrant crisis. Well, another MTA worker has been attacked while on duty after she tried to wake a sleeping passenger. Our Glenn Shuck, following the story, he joins us now live.
And still police here at the Van Cortlandt Park station, Linda, by 242nd Street here in the Bronx. This MTA cleaner just doing her job, trying to wake up that woman asleep on the one train about 4 this morning. When that woman sprung up, she had something in her hand. It appeared to be pepper spray, and then sprayed it in this worker's face. In fact, the 53-year-old woman, who's a worker for the MTA, had to go to the hospital to get checked out as the woman in her 30s, a suspect, ran off. The riders I spoke with here this morning, including this guy, seemed pretty frustrated by all this.
But there's a lot of homeless people. I mean, you know, that's a fact. And there's people sleep on the train. I don't know if they're undermanned, but they don't seem to necessarily monitor that so well. So I feel for anybody that's attacked when they're just doing their job early in the morning. So, well, anybody, that's assault.
Now, last Monday, in fact, an MTA worker was punched in the face in Queens after waking up a sleeping man. But that suspect was quickly arrested. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here near the station of Van Cortlandt Park.
Police are asking for help finding the man who sexually assaulted a woman in Soho yesterday. About 4 a.m. Sunday, the 23-year-old woman was walking into a residential building on Prince and Thompson Streets when a man followed her inside, put her into a chokehold, and raped her. He then fled the scene. Police say the man was wearing a dark hoodie with a heart shape on it, gray pants with stripes, and orange sneakers. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Students at Columbia University are taking classes remotely today as the pro-Palestinian protests continue on campus. Our Marla Diamond is following the story. She joins us now live.
And Linda, on the eve of Passover, the gates to the Columbia campus and the Barnard campus are closed to anyone without ID. But classes are being held remotely, as you said. A statement to the university community from Columbia's president came at 1:30 in the morning as dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters remain on the campus. Manu Shafik saying tensions have been amplified by individuals not affiliated with Columbia who have come to pursue their own agendas, and we need a reset. The university has decided to double the number of its officers instead of using the NYPD as they did on Thursday when over 100 arrests were made in an attempt to break up this tent city here on the green. Mayor Adams released a statement last night that said in part he is horrified and disgusted with the anti-Semitism and offered the NYPD's help if the university calls for it, which they have not. Organizers of the campus protest, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, and Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine said in a statement, "We have been peaceful. They have distanced themselves from the non-student protesters who have gathered outside the campus, calling them inflammatory individuals who do not represent us." Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Columbia University.
And police are investigating after a man was found stabbed to death inside the luxury Public Hotel in Lower Manhattan last night. Cops responded about 11:15 p.m. to the hotel on Christie Street and found the 49-year-old man with multiple stab wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There have been no arrests, and police say the investigation is ongoing. Today is Earth Day, and the organization New York Cares is giving New Yorkers ways to give back to their community and their environment today. They're offering volunteer opportunities across all 5 boroughs. Saprit Sulicha, who's the executive director of New York Cares, says one of the initiatives for volunteers is beautifying Marcus Garvey Park.
Volunteers will be doing things in collaboration with the Park Service, like planting flowers, building wooden garden boxes, mulching, working on restoring some of the fences and benches in the park. We know that public spaces are really important for the health of the residents.
Other projects they're taking on today include distributing meals to those experiencing food insecurity, revitalizing other parks and gardens, teaching local students how to play chess, and much more. One Long Island town is trying to bring some Hollywood glitz to the East Coast. And no, it's not on the East End.
Huntington is a happening place. I'm here in the village of Huntington where there are restaurants, shopping, and Heckscher Park that has a large pond and fountains and places to take a walk. And a stone's throw from here, there are a number of beaches. The town supervisor, Ed Smith, wants producers and directors to take notice of all that Huntington has to offer. That's why he's making a push from movies and TV shows to be filmed right here.
We also offer diverse, organized, and skilled labor. Our town Office of Film and Television is your one-stop resource for the local services you'll need.
That's from the town's website. In November, there will be a festival to invite the film and TV production industry to consider Huntington as a base for future productions. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.